This is Senator Al Simpson. Five hospitals serving veterans in rural areas have now opened their doors to their local communities in an important experiment. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, for years now, many rural communities have watched local health care go right down the drain and see the number of doctors who serve our small towns go plummeting down. At the same time, some federal hospitals for veterans in rural America have seen a dwindling number of GIs that they serve. In an effort to match the medical facilities that are underused with the small towns which have a great need, the Veterans Department has begun an experiment by opening the doors of some of its hospitals to the general public for the very first time. Ted, not only might this plan keep VA hospitals in some rural areas from shutting down, but it also helps those small towns in finding new access to health care. Ted, remember that this is only an experiment before you shoot it all up. After all, you don't need to have a hole in your head to keep an open mind.
Al, opening up VA hospitals to non-veterans is a highly sensitive and emotional issue. Too many VA hospitals are underfunded. They can't even serve all the veterans who need medical care, let alone open their doors to non-veterans. But the plan announced by the Department of Veteran Affairs is so narrow that it makes sense, Al. It'll test the idea on an extremely limited basis. It may actually keep some underused VA hospitals from closing. The plan will be tested first at two rural hospitals, one in Salem, Virginia, and the other in Tuskegee, Alabama. In Tuskegee, for example, where the VA hospital has excess beds, there's no other hospital serving the community. Treating non-veterans won't deny health care to any veterans. It can bring better health care to the whole community. Nevertheless, veterans' needs come first, Al. It's up to Congress to see that this limited experiment doesn't undermine that basic principle. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on deeper cuts in military spending. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.